由麦克牧师主讲，万峰即时传译兼主持的中英双语系列《天路导向》，提高你的英语水平，引导你的人生方向。天路导向，伴你同行。
Hello, listening friends.
各位亲爱的听众朋友，你们好。
We are delighted that you tuned in to this broadcast.
非常开心你今天能够收听天路导向。
It is always a delight to bring you a new series of messages every now and then.
在每一次为你带来新的信息系列的时候，我们都很兴奋的。
And today is no exception.
今天我们也都不例外的。
We will begin a series of messages on the Ten Commandments.
我们将要开始一个关于十诫的系列信息。
Now, many people today do not even know the Ten Commandments.
在今天，很多人都不知道什么是十诫。
And that is why I want to preach a series of messages on these Ten Commandments.
所以今天我特别想跟大家讲一下我们十诫的一些故事。
If you possess a Bible, I hope that you will turn to Exodus chapter 20.
如果你有圣经的话，让我们一起翻开圣经的出埃及记第二十章。
It is the second book in the Bible.
圣经的出埃及记是圣经的第二卷书。现在让我为你读出第二十章，出埃及记的第二十章讲关于十诫的事。上帝吩咐你一切的说话，他就说，我是耶和华你的上帝，曾将你从埃及地为奴的地方领出来。除了我以外，你不可以有其他的神。你不可以为自己雕刻偶像，亦都不可以做什么的形象，好像上天、落地和地底下水里面的所有一切的东西。你不可以跪拜造成那个形态的任何像，亦都不可以侍奉他，因为我是耶和华你的上帝，我是一个忌邪的上帝，恨我的我就会追讨他的罪，自他爸爸开始到他的子女直到三四代。爱我守我诫命的，我必定向他发慈爱直到千代。你不可以乱咁妄称耶和华你上帝的名号，因为妄称耶和华的名的人，耶和华一定会定他们有罪。你一定要纪念安息日，守为圣日。之前的六日，你要做你一切的工作，但是去到第七日，就是向耶和华你的上帝当守的安息日。在这一日，你和你的儿女、你的奴仆、你的牲畜和你城里面寄居的一些客旅，无论什么的工作都不可以做，因为六日之内耶和华造天、造地、造海和其中一切的百物，去到第七日他就安息，所以耶和华赐福与安息日，定为圣日。当孝敬父母，让你的日子在耶和华你的上帝所赐你的地上得以长久。不可以杀人，不可以奸淫，不可以偷窃，不可以作假见证去陷害人，不可以贪恋其他人的房屋，不可以贪恋人家的妻子，不可以贪恋人家的仆婢、牛、驴和他一切所有的东西。
These Ten Commandments are the believer's spiritual rudder.
这个的十诫是信徒属灵的指南。
And without a spiritual rudder, our lives are in danger.
而当我们离开属灵的指南的时候，我们的生命就会面临危险。
But the question for most people is this.
但是很多人的问题是什么呢？
If we cannot be saved by keeping the Ten Commandments,
既然我们不是靠守十诫得救，
then why should we be concerned about obeying them?
咁点解我哋要守十诫啫？
I want you to listen to what a great man said.
我想俾你听一下一个嘅伟人系点样讲噶。
The man who does not know the nature of the law does not know the nature of sin.
唔明白律法本质嘅人，佢都唔会明白罪嘅本质。
And the man who does not know the nature of sin does not know the nature of the Savior.
唔明白罪嘅本质嘅人，佢都唔会明白救主嘅特性。
What is he saying here?
咁究竟佢喺度讲紧嘅系乜嘢意思呢？
He is saying that because the Ten Commandments were given to us directly from God,
他在讲紧原来因为十诫是上帝直接颁布给我们的。
They reflect his divine character.
所以十诫是反映紧上帝的性情。
Because the Ten Commandments are given to us directly from God,
因为十诫是上帝直接颁布给我们的。
They are a constant reminder for every one of us that we are lawbreakers.
所以其实十诫就不断咁样去提醒紧我哋每一个人，我哋都触犯咗律法。
And that we deserve judgment.
我哋每一个人都应该受审判。
Because the Ten Commandments come directly from God.
因为十诫系上帝所直接颁俾我哋噶。
When we break one of them, we are committing an offense against the Holy God.
所以我们只要犯了其中一条的诫命，我们都在冒犯圣洁的上帝。
Because the Ten Commandments directly come from God.
因为十诫是上帝直接颁布给我们的。
They remind us of God not only as our grace giver, but as our judge.
他是在这里提醒我们，上帝不单止赐恩典，也都是一个审判官。
And that is why some people don't like them to be on display.
所以很多人呢都不喜欢十诫的。
Because the Ten Commandments remind them not only of being lawbreakers.
因为十诫是指出他们触犯了律法。
But that they are going to be judged by God on that dreadful day of judgment.
而且在最终的那个审判日的时候，那些人仍然要受到上帝的审判。
Do you ever wonder why the Ten Commandments were engraved in stone and not written on papyrus?
你有冇谂过点解十诫系被刻喺石板上面，而唔系写喺埃及人嗰时成日用嘅蒲草纸上面呢
？The reason they were written on stones is because they shall endure as long as time endures.
佢哋之所以被刻喺石板上面，系因为要让到十诫历久常新，嗰块十诫嘅石板，好似时间流逝嘅时候，佢都唔会损坏。
In fact, the Ten Commandments existed in the mind of God well before he gave them to Moses.
事实上，早在十诫，上帝将十诫颁布给摩西之前，十诫已经是在上帝的意念里面。
Let me give you an example of this from the scripture.
不如让我从圣经的经文里头给一个例子你。
Cain broke the sixth commandment when he killed his brother.
当该隐，即是亚当的仔，杀害了他弟弟就是亚伯的时候，他犯了第六条诫命，就是不可杀人。
And he was condemned by God thousands of years before the commandments were given to Moses.
而早在上帝将诫命颁布给摩西之前几千年，该隐已经受到上帝的惩罚。
Noah's son Ham despised his father, so he broke the fifth commandment.
挪亚的仔含他就轻视他的爸爸，就违反了第五条诫命，就是当孝敬父母。
And he was cursed thousands of years before the commandments were given to Moses.
早在上帝将诫命颁布给摩西几千年之前，含已经受到咒诅了。
The Sodomites were condemned as adulterers and perverts, and their city was burned to the ground.
所多玛人因为淫乱，因为败坏，受到惩罚，他们的城市被彻底焚毁。
All because they broke the seventh commandment.
就是因为他们违反了上帝的第七条诫命，就是不可奸淫。
All these events took place years before the commandments were ever uttered by God to Moses.
所有这些事情都是发生在上帝将诫命颁布给摩西之前。
Why?
为什么呢？
Because God always deals with his creation on the basis of his law, not ours.
因为上帝按照佢嘅律法去管束佢嘅受造物，而唔系按照我哋嘅律法。
And that is why Paul could say to the Romans in 2:15.
因此保罗能够喺罗马书第二章十五节对罗马人讲
：From the very beginning, the law of God is written upon the hearts of men.
早喺创世之初，上帝嘅律法已经就刻咗喺人嘅心里面啦。
In fact, God's moral law goes back to the Garden of Eden.
事实上，上帝嘅道德法规可以追溯到去伊甸园。
When Adam and Eve became disobedient to the command of God,
当夏娃冇遵从上帝嘅命令嘅时候
，they broke just about every one of the Ten Commandments.
佢哋就违反咗十诫里头嘅每一条诫命。
They stole what was not theirs.
佢哋偷咗一啲唔属于佢哋嘅嘢。
They coveted what was not theirs.
佢哋贪恋分别善恶树上面嘅一啲果子系唔属于佢哋嘅。
They worshipped another god, and on and on and on.
佢哋敬拜其他嘅神明，等等等等。
And thus they brought a curse not only upon themselves, but upon all of their descendants.
於是佢哋就受到咒诅，呢个咒诅唔单止加喺佢哋自己身上，亦都加喺佢哋所处嘅所有后代身上。
My listening friend, some of you may be saying,
亲爱嘅朋友，你哋中间可能有啲人会咁样谂嘅。
If Adam and Eve broke the Ten Commandments, what chance do we have of keeping them?
如果亚当同夏娃都违反咗十诫嘅话，咁我哋呢啲人守住诫命嘅机会有几大啊？
The answer is zero.
答案系零。
No human being can ever keep them perfectly all the time.
从来冇人能够随时随地完全守住呢啲嘅诫命。
So if that is true, then why keep them at all?
咁样如果系咁，点解我哋仲要遵守诫命啫
？Here's the answer.
嗱，话个答案俾你听。
Because they tell us that God's standards never change.
因为呢啲诫命话紧俾我哋听，上帝嘅标准从来都唔会改变。
Jesus said, "I did not come to abolish the law, but I came to fulfill the law."
耶稣话我嚟到唔系要废咗啲律法，而系要成全律法。
In fact, some people argue that because man cannot keep the Ten Commandments,
事实上有啲人会辩解话，由于人唔能够守住呢十条嘅诫命
，What we need to do is modify them, change them, and get rid of them.
咁我哋改咗佢，变晒佢，同埋抌咗佢咪得咯。
In fact, sometimes I hear people say,
事实上有啲人呢我都会听到佢哋咁样讲。
But we don't live under the law, we live under grace.
我哋今日根本就唔喺律法时代啦，喺恩典时代啦。
They are quoting Romans chapter 6 verse 14.
其实佢哋就系引用紧罗马书第六章十四节啊。
Which says we no longer live under the law, but we live under grace.
嗰度讲到，我哋唔系活喺律法之下，乃系活喺恩典之下。
But these people are interpreting grace to be a license to sin.
我想话俾你听，呢啲人将恩典解释成一个犯罪嘅许可证。
That's what they think grace is.
呢个就系佢哋心里面所认为嘅恩典。
I want you to listen to what I'm going to tell you, my listening friend, very carefully.
各位亲爱嘅听众朋友，请你好留心听我即将要讲嘅嘢。
All sins will be judged unless they come under the blood of Jesus Christ.
除非被耶稣基督的宝血遮盖，否则所有的罪都会受到审判。
But the sin of presumption has the severest of judgment.
而滥用上帝的恩典就会受到最严厉的审判。
When you presume on the grace of God and say that I can sin to my heart's content because all I'm going to get is more grace,
当你滥用上帝恩典的时候，可能你就会说，我可以随心所欲地犯罪，因为我只会得到更加大的恩典。
You are presuming on the grace of God.
你这样做就是滥用上帝的恩典。
You are presuming on the goodness of God.
你这样做是滥用上帝的仁慈。
So what does Paul mean in Romans 6:14?
咁样，保罗喺罗马书六章十四节想讲啲乜嘢呢
？In order to understand this, you must realize that in the Old Testament there were three laws.
为了更加好地去理解这件事，你首先要明白在旧约时代有三部的律法的。
There was a civil law by which the courts in the nation were to conduct themselves.
第一样就是民法，人民的民，法律的法。根据它呢，国家的法庭就可以约束全国的民众了。
Then there was the ceremonial law by which they worshipped God.
第二就是宗教礼仪的法规，人就按照这些礼仪法规呢来敬拜上帝。
And then there was the moral law, the Ten Commandments.
第三就是道德的法规，就是十诫。
The ceremonial law had been fulfilled in the Lord Jesus Christ, and thus it was abrogated.
在旧约的礼仪法规已经在主耶稣基督身上得以成全，所以他被废除了。
Because the ceremonial rituals all pointed to Christ.
因为宗教礼仪其实是在当时是为了预表基督而设的。
Now that Christ came, they are no longer necessary.
而基督已经来了，这些礼仪就不再需要了。
So the whole sacrificial system has been suspended by God because it is no longer needed.
所以上帝终止了整个献祭的制度，因为根本就不再需要它。
Only the blood of his son Jesus Christ will bring you to his presence.
耶稣基督既然是祭司又是祭品，他承受了完全的赎罪祭，只有靠着耶稣基督的圣体和宝血才能够将你带到去上帝的面前。
Only receiving and accepting that his blood was shed for you will make you clean with God.
唯有认可和接受上帝的圣体为你而舍，他的宝血为你而流，你才能够在上帝面前被看为洁净。
So what about the civil law?
咁究竟民法，即是人民的法律又是怎样呢？
The civil law also ceased, but for a different reason.
民法都被终止了，但是是用另外一个原因。
The church is not the nation.
教会不是一个国家。
And the church that is made up of believers is ruled by the King of Kings, Jesus Christ.
由信徒所组成的教会是归由万王之王，就是耶稣基督所统领的。
And he rules his church on the basis of his moral law, the Ten Commandments.
他正正就是根据他所颁布的十诫这个道德的法规来掌管他的教会。
And that's what Paul is saying, that we no longer live under the law, but under grace.
这个就是保罗所讲的，我们不是活在律法之下，乃在恩典之下的真正含义。
He was referring to the civil and ceremonial law.
保罗所讲到的是指到民法和指到宗教礼仪的法规。
He is saying that the civil and ceremonial laws are no longer binding upon the believer.
他是说到民法和礼仪法再不能够约束信徒了。
Because we are now bound to Christ and His cross.
因为我们今天已经归在耶稣基督和他的十字架下面。
He was not referring to the Ten Commandments when he said that we no longer live under the law.
当保罗说我们不在律法之下的时候，他不是说十诫吧。
But the question remains.
但是个问题仍然在这里。
If we cannot perfectly keep the Ten Commandments, then why bother with them?
如果我们都不能够完全去守住啲十戒，咁点解仲要讲十戒啫
？My listening friend, I want to answer that question for you.
各位亲爱嘅朋友，我想答呢个问题。
But I want you to listen first to what Jesus said about the moral law, the Ten Commandments.
但系首先，我想你先听一下耶稣关于十戒嘅言论，就系佢对道德法规嘅观点。
Thank you.
Here's what he said in Matthew 5:18.
在马太福音第五章十八节，耶稣是怎样讲呢？
I tell you the truth, until heaven and earth disappear, not the smallest letter, not the least stroke of a pen, will by any means disappear from the law until everything is accomplished.
我话个事实俾你听，就系就算到天同埋地都消失嘅时候，律法里面最少嘅一个字，甚至一点一划都唔可以废去，佢哋都要成全。
But the question remains.
但系个问题仍然喺度。
If we cannot be saved because we cannot perfectly keep the law, then why bother with the law at all?
如果我们因为不能够完全持守十诫而不能够得救的话，为什么我们还要用心机去守十诫呢？
If salvation by grace alone, then why the Ten Commandments?
如果靠恩典就可以得救，那为什么还要十诫先？
First, you must understand that salvation was, is,and always will be by grace alone.
首先你要明白，从过去到今日，直到将来，永永远远，人的救赎都是因为恩典。
In the Old Testament, salvation was by grace alone.
在旧约年代，救赎是单单因为恩典。
In the New Testament, salvation is by grace alone.
在新约时代，救赎都单单因为恩典。
And what the Ten Commandments do for us today is that they show us that we are lawbreakers.
今日十诫对我们所起到的作用，就是告诉我们，我们其实都是违背律法的人。
But also they drive us to the only one who has kept the Ten Commandments perfectly.
他同时都将我们引向去到唯一能够完全持守十诫的那一位那里。
And only when you know that you are a lawbreaker.
只有当你知道当你是犯法的时候。
And the judgment awaits you.
你知道审判在等着你的时候。
You will become desperate for the grace of God that can only be possible through Jesus Christ.
你才会深深渴望得到恩典。这个从上帝而来的恩典只有透过耶稣基督才能够得到。
My listening friend, please listen very carefully.
各位亲爱的听众朋友，请你仔细地留意。
As long as you say, I have not done anything really bad like other people,
只要你仍然喺度讲紧，我都冇做过乜嘢坏事，好似人哋咁啫嘛，我都冇乜错。
As long as you think that way, you will never be saved.
如果你一路都系咁样谂嘅话，你就唔会得救。
And you will never escape the eternal judgment that is coming upon every one of us.
你系冇办法去逃避嗰个将要临到去我哋每一个人身上嘅末日审判。
Only when Jesus Christ comes into your life and you receive his forgiveness will he empower you to keep the Ten Commandments.
唯有当耶稣基督进入到你的生命里面，你接受了他的宽恕之后，他才会赐你力量来持守十诫。
His Holy Spirit will dwell in you and no longer will you have to try in your own strength.
圣灵将会住在你的心里面，你永远不再需要靠自己的力量。
But you'll be empowered by His Holy Spirit to keep His commandments.
因为圣灵会赐力量给你，让你持守上帝的诫命。
Jesus said, "If you love me, you keep my commandments."
耶稣话：你们如果爱我的话，你就会遵守我的诫命。
No one can claim to love God unless they love His Son.
如果人不爱上帝的儿子的话，他就不会爱上帝。
And to love his son means that he will empower you to keep the Ten Commandments.
那如果你爱上帝的儿子就是耶稣基督的话，他就会赐给你力量去持守十诫。
Jesus said that the commandments are summarized in loving of God and your neighbor.
耶稣说这些诫命可以归纳做爱上帝和爱你的邻舍。
Do you know why?
你知不知道为什么？
Because loving God means you will keep the first five commandments.
因为爱上帝的时候就意味着你可以持守前五条诫命。
And loving your neighbor means that you will keep the second five commandments.
而爱你的邻舍的话就意味着你可以持守后五条诫命。
God's moral law warns people against wickedness.
上帝的道德法规是警戒人提防邪恶。
But the law itself will never save you.
但是律法本身是救不到你的。
The law itself does not give you eternal life.
律法本身就给不到永生你的。
The law itself does not have the power to transform your sinful nature.
律法本身就没有力量去改变你犯罪的本性。
The law simply exposes sin.
律法只是能够让到罪去曝光的。
And when sin is exposed, you can do one of two things.
当罪被曝光以后，你可以有两种的选择。
You can say, I know I'm a sinner, but I'll stay a sinner.
你可以说，我知道我是一个罪人，但是我仍然想做罪人。
Or you can come to the perfect sinless God-man Jesus Christ.
或者你可以来到完全的无罪的上帝的儿子神人耶稣基督面前。
And say to him, forgive me, for I have sinned against God.
跟他说话，对不住啊，因为我犯罪冒犯了上帝。
You can live with your sin and ignore the consequences.
你可以继续活在罪里面，不顾后果。
Or you can repent and receive eternal life.
或者你可以悔改并且接受永生。
What will you do?
听众朋友，你会怎样选择呢？
It is my prayer that you would repent of your sin and receive the forgiveness of Jesus Christ.
我祈求你能够认罪悔改并且接受耶稣基督的宽恕。
And then write to us and tell us what God has done in your life.
并且写信来到给我们，分享上帝在你生命里头的作为。各位听众朋友，今日的节目又是时间差不多，但是在里面呢，我很想告诉你，律法是叫人知罪的，只有耶稣基督才能够将真正的罪的后果和宽恕去显明出来。靠着耶稣基督，我们不需要再犯罪，靠着耶稣基督，我们能够面对我们的将来。下次节目时间，我们再会，愿上帝赐福给你，再见。